You come to my room.
I'm sorry, give me
you think TikTok and you don't give me a law.
Give me a second, give me a second, give me a second.
Why did you redeem it? Do not redeem it! Stop.
Yes, excited to debate. We don't debate much in school, so very excited. I'm new to this, sorry, like disclaimer. I'm new, so I'm just looking at the the caption, like the Earth is flat, creationism is dumb and whatever. And like, I agree with the Big Bang. I'm Christian, and I believe in, I also believe in Big Bang, and I also believe Earth isn't flat, surprisingly. But I disagree with like the evolution and creationism. But I guess my question to you would be like what to you? Why do you believe evolution is true? What is the proof? I just came here like 5 minutes, like 15 minutes ago. So like, if you could explain.
Sure. I mean, I wasn't like going over the evidence before you got here, but now the overwhelming evidence is genetics and the fossil record, I would say.
So what do you mean by? Can you elaborate? Sorry. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, sure. I think I actually have a picture I can show you. So if humans evolved, then what we should expect to find is this. So humans, unlike the other apes, we walk upright all the time. We have very flat foreheads because our craniums are enormous. So we should expect to find transitions of humans and species of human gradually going from a more basal, archaic form with, you know, really big and pronounced and prognathous jaws. I think that's what you call that. That stick forward like this, really small brain cases, and the top of the eyebrow is really close to the top of the cranium. We can see that here. And gradually those features morph to the more modern human.
But like for instance, like do you also believe from the point of like bacteria and stuff like that, do you believe those skulls and everything evolved from those sort of things?
Yeah, so I think that all life on the planet is related. That would be the because if we all come from bacteria or whatever, that would be the implication, and that is the evidence that we have. There's no form of life on this planet that doesn't share at least one gene, and that's what it means to be related.
Yes, but how can from the like the bacteria, how can that evolve to like an ape? Because like you want like,
well,
I'm sure you
That's like asking how can a baby turn into an adult? Babies don't turn into adults. Babies turn into babies. And then they become babies, and then they become toddlers, and then they'll be toddlers for a little bit longer, and then they turn into children, and then children turn into adolescents, and adolescents turn into teenagers. Teenagers turn into whatever college students are, and then eventually, for some people, it's when they're 50, for some people, it's when they're 25, they become adults, right? So, we can see evidence of.
Can you leave, please? I'm so sorry, but my brother's annoying me. Can you leave? Thank you.
Sorry, I was playing. My room. You come to my room.
I'm sorry. Give me.
You didn't TikTok, and you don't give me a law.
Give me a second. 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 I'm sorry.
No way.
I'm sorry. This little bitch. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, dude. Don't apologize. Go after him.
He's little bitch. Okay. I understand. Sorry. I understand that, but that's like growth. Like you have on the genetic code, it's all there, so you grow up into that. That's why. Sorry, is it really unprofessional of me?
Dude, it's TikTok. We're not. These are not hallowed grounds.
I know. But this guy
you actually get bonus points in my book.
Thank you. So like. Because, like, I'm sure you understand what, like, speciation is compared to evolution.
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, but that's because, like, animals change because they need to, because it's prey or conditions or whatever. But, like, why would they need to evolve if there was no prey, like, back then?
Well, no. So bacteria, they compete with each other. Now, are there bacteria that eat other bacteria? I mean, I know there are cells that eat other bacteria. That's a really good question. I'm sure there are, because there are some bacteria that, like, the difference between the biggest and smallest bacteria is pretty extreme. Yes, there are bacteria that eat other bacteria. I've never heard of it. There's actually one called Vampirovibrio. Interesting. So they have vampire in their name. That makes sense. But this idea that I got to correct you on something, because it's extremely common, but it's the wrong way to think about things. When you said they evolved because they need to, because of X, Y, or Z, that's not how evolution works, because that presupposes that organisms are aware of their environment and change in predetermined ways to fit their environment. And that's not what happens. Organisms just simply, there's variation within them. And if some of that variation happens to be just slightly more advantageous, then that can drive their evolution in a particular direction. So, like, for example, ostriches can't fly, but they're birds and they have wings, right? So at one point, there was a bird that is the ancestor of the ostrich that could fly, but...
Shut up!
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I need to lock door. I don't have key. Okay, carry on, carry on. Don't love, carry on, carry on.
Do not redeem!
Do not redeem it! Why did you redeem it?
Okay.
Do not redeem it!
Your mom says dinner time, you don't go dinner.
Okay, I have to go. 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 I have to go.
No way! Oh, I'm so glad he knows. God. I don't have any water. Oh, man. That was so funny.